Now look at verse number 17. The Bible says Gilead abode beyond Jordan. So who's Gilead? Gilead is Gad. They didn't go in. And why did Dan remain in the ships? He's saying, hey, Dan's just up here. You know, Dan's over here just doing his own thing. And then he says, Asher continued on the seashore. He's like, hey, we're all at war here. And Reuben's just, you know, by the Dead Sea. We got Gilead. He's just doing whatever he wants over here. Dan's just out at sea. You know, Asher's at sea. Where's my brethren? I thought we were in a battle here. I thought we were in a fight here. Imagine you're going through a fight and I'm just like, see you later. You're like, I thought we were in this together. You know, the protester shows up and half the church leaves. It's like, what? He says, an abode in his breeches. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeoparded their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. The kings came and fought, then fought the kings of Canaan and Taanak by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. So what's the point? Why did I draw the map? I just wanted to give you a visualization, right? The battle was here. Notice, nobody else wanted to get into the battle, did they? Nobody else wanted to get in the fight. And let me say this, is just a personal note. I've been attacked so many times in the last 2 years, okay, as a pastor. And it was, you know, it's really frustrating because it's hard to want to just fight all your own battles sometimes. And so basically just seeing myself get kicked around so often, I just made a personal note. I said, if any of my friends get attacked, I'm just going to attack their enemy. I'm just going to come after them. Because I'm sick and tired of people not standing up for somebody. So I'm like, you know what? I got to fix myself. I can't worry about anybody else. I just said, hey, the next time I see one of my friends getting attacked by some wicked person, the gloves are coming off. Hey, I'll defend them. I'll fight for them. I'll go shoulder to shoulder with them. I'll say, hey, you want to attack my buddy? You got a bone to pick with me too. Because we're in it together. We're going to be pals. We're going to be friends. I'm not just going to sit here and watch Zebulun and Issachar get their butt kicked and watch them get oppressed. Oh, I'm on the other side of Jordan. That must suck for you guys. Oh, I'm in Texas. I don't have to worry about California. I mean, California's got some, you know, Siseras, all right? I mean, they got some all kinds of people over there attacking them. And hey, you say, oh, you know, you're not in Florida. I am in Florida because that's where my heart is. Hey, if I see my brethren getting attacked and oppressed in Florida, I'm not going to forget, and I'm going to stand with them, and I'm going to fight with them. You're like, why do you keep bringing up Fannin? Well, he keeps attacking my people. He keeps attacking the people of God. He keeps attacking my brethren. And you know what? I'm not so selfish to just sit here and worry about myself only and say, well, our church is going great. Because you know what? It is going great. Wouldn't it be easy? I'm just like, hey, we're breaking attendance records and we're doing great and we're, you know, everything's, you know, up and up for us. But then I see my brethren struggling. I see my brethren being attacked. And I just say, well, it sucks for you guys. No, I should stick up for them. No, I should fight for them. I should say, hey, I still remember Agag. Hey, I still remember the Amalekites. Hey, I still remember these people, and I'm still willing to chop them in pieces, even though the bitterness of death is over. That's what the Bible's teaching. And you know what? I'm going to jeopardize my life to help my brethren too. They're commended because they jeopardized their lives. They were fighting, and they weren't fighting for money. They weren't fighting for covetousness. They were fighting for God. They were fighting for the Lord's people. That's the right reason to fight.